tweak him up here, what we thought was a good frame of mind, you know. But we were hit with two early goals, and we were chasing the game after that. But still no excuse for not putting up a better fight.
Yeah, the goals really were, you know, you needed the scores rather than Armagh.
Well, that was it. That was, we said it just all early on, and we would have liked to have got a bit of a lead and lay down a bit of a mark here, but it happened the other way about. It was Armagh that got the early goals.
And you made a couple of changes very early as well.
Well, it was, you know, there was no other way out of it. It's hard calls to make, you know, taking off players so early, but that was what we had to do.
Mm. You had a good spell before half-time around midfield, but you couldn't just seem to make any inroads up front.
We haven't been making inroads up front all year, Tom. Like, if you want to call a spade, you know. I think we got our hands on plenty of ball right around in the middle at that time that you're talking about, but as I said, it wasn't being showed on the scoreboard.
How difficult was it at half-time in the dressing room? I'm sure it was a difficult enough dressing room to face.
Ah, well, you have to face these things head-on, you know. There's no point running from it, you know. It was. I mean, the boys made a kind of a pact that we'd go out and we'd give it a rattle early in the second half, and we got the first score the second half. But, you know, talking in the dressing rooms and doing it out in the field is two different things.
Yeah, you know, you needed a goal, you needed a couple of quick scores.
We did, surely, Tom, that's right, and as you said, it didn't happen.
Yeah. Years in the job, a difficult question, come on now. What next?
Ah, well, I suppose the reality is you have to go through proper procedures, as they say, but I was given a two-year term, and there was to be a review after the 2 years, and I'll definitely be having my own review for over the next week or so.